Sylvia, that's very interesting and good for the town. Now then, from Thursday the July 16th edition, it's all about gardeners, and I have a beautiful photograph of a Tomlin in Bloom's first open gardens event. Tomlin in Bloom's first open gardens event attracted large numbers of people and proved to be a real success, thanks to the generosity and horticultural skill of local gardeners. Visitors were able to enjoy 18 beautiful and varied gardens, ranging from pretty tiny terrace patios to a 2-acre wildlife haven. Gardeners are generous folk, and these were no exception. Some of the gardeners were raising money for worthy charities by opening their gardens, and many offered free refreshments. And of course, such dedicated gardeners were more than happy to share their knowledge as well as their gardens, offering advice, for example, on how to overwinter cannas or garden on difficult sites. I don't know whether I've got that right or not. Lots of creativity was evident. An old bike had been transformed into a pretty practical plant support, while hand-painted plant pots brightened a shady corner. There was much to inspire and admire, including a passionate concern for wildlife-friendly plants and habitats, and a healthy interest in growing fruit and vegetables, even on exposed or small plots. Visitors' comments showed how impressed they were by the beauty and range of the planting and garden design. One young woman said, "Amazing," as she entered the secluded oasis of a Walsden garden to see tall, graceful delphiniums. A simple wow greeted the sight of a magnificent 2-metre granera in the tiny pool of an ordinary-sized semi's back garden that seemed to have a surprise round every corner. It takes a lot of hard work to achieve gardens of this standard and have them looking their best for visitors, but it was a rewarding experience for the participants too. Fiona Butler of Stoneleigh Drive said it's nice to have visitors, share ideas and see how other people garden. Another positive outcome is that the event put local gardeners in touch with each other when they met up after the event to view each other's gardens. And Tomlin in Bloom's Sheila Greenwood said, "The event has been an overwhelming success and the gardeners seem thrilled to have had so many visitors, far more than we expected for the first event. We are grateful to Anne Holsworth from Collardale Small Rural Grants for supporting us." I think that's brilliant, but I don't know about these plants. I don't understand them. And now back to Sue.